B'Shem Kol Yisrael, our learning will be dedicated for the Refuah Shlema of the whole world. We're in Siman Gimel of the Shulchan Aruch, a new siman, talking about how to act in the bathroom, which is a beautiful expression of how every detail of our life, even when we go to the bathroom, we're connected to Hashem. Kishikanes lebet hakisa, the Shulchan Aruch writes, when you go to the bathroom, Yomar hitkabdu mechubadim. You should say this prayer, those who are honored should be honored. What's that referring to? There's a prayer mentioned in the Gemara where you pray to the angels to kind of protect you. The idea was, as is made explicit by the Aruch HaShulchan, that we always have angels protecting us. And in the bathroom specifically, there's negative energy. And so we need these angels to protect us. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, "V'achshav lo nagu lamro." Now we don't have the custom to say this prayer. So why not? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan basically say that we're not on the level to assume that there is these spiritual angels always escorting us. And so it would almost be yuhara or arrogant in the language of the Aruch HaShulchan to say this prayer. However, he does note that if you're a very holy roller and you are confident the angels are with you, then maybe you should say this prayer. So I don't know anyone that still says a prayer, but maybe there's someone out there. Interesting, when else do we talk about angels coming and escorting us? It's by the Shalom Aleichem prayer on Shabbos Kodesh. So what about them? How come we're confident angels are with us on Shabbos? So actually, that's why the Chasam Sofer would not sing the Shalom Aleichem prayer, because he said we don't have angels anymore, and others would say it quietly. However, the Ben Ishchai and others explained that no, on Shabbos we do have angels with us, because they're not escorting us. It's not an honor, in our honor, but rather the honor of Shabbos Kodesh, that we are confident the angels are visiting us, so we can sing our Shalom Aleichems loud and clear. Don't worry about that. Okay, going on. Bet. Yehe tzanua bebet haknesset. You should be very modest in the bathroom. You might think, the bathroom, no laws apply. No, daska, the Gemara in Bracha says, what is the definition of about tzanua? Someone who goes to, who's tzanua even in the bathroom. And how does that express itself? Belo yigale atzmo ad sheyeshev. You should not reveal yourself, meaning your body, your private parts, until you sit. When you sit down, then you reveal your body. When you know, but you don't like unzip your clothing beforehand. Sometimes Yankee Stadium or at random places, you see people and they're totally untsanua in the bathroom. I'm not going to get into details, but you could figure it out. It's just awkward, and it's not the Jewish way. It's interesting, I've noticed that in Muslim bathrooms, they don't have the stalls that us guys have, but they actually seem to only have the covered bathrooms, so that everyone has their own private space. And I have to say, I think the Muslims are totally right on that one. I personally much prefer going to the bathroom in those. It just seems more tzanua and private, so whenever possible. I think it's good to use those things, but that's a personal opinion. In any case, the Rambam writes, this idea of not revealing yourself is quoted by the Rambam, and it's mentioned in the Gemara, and it's the proper way. Obviously, you have to open yourself up to the extent that you can go to the bathroom like a normal person. So, the Rambam writes, you should not have two people together going into the bathhouse, to go for number two, that's what it's referring to. Remember, in the old days, they had bathhouses outside. It wasn't like today's bathrooms. Gam lo yidaber sham. Don't speak in the bathroom. A lot of people are negligent of this. I've even had people awkwardly try to speak to me while I'm in the bathroom, and I just don't respond because it's awkward, and they're all right. You're not supposed to speak in the bathroom. Biskura delet abado mishum tznias. And you should close the door because of tznias when you are going to the bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah writes that for a tzarech gadol, you can speak. So if you have no choice, you are allowed to speak. So for example, I don't know, someone's knocking on the door over and over and over again, and they don't realize that you're in the bathroom. So you can knock or say, ah. But if they don't get it, then you can speak. Just try not to do it when you're actually going to the bathroom. And also a little child, the Mishnah Berurah writes, can go with you into the bathroom. A little child being defined as someone who doesn't know how to speak. Generally, or if you need to help him go to the bathroom, of course you can go to the bathroom and help your child. What about women? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that there used to be an idea that women, that he writes there is an idea that women, two women would go together to the bathroom because of chashash, of concerns, and there were problems of one woman going alone together. It was scary. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that is not relevant today. And therefore, one woman at a time. There is a discussion amongst the modern poskim about whether these laws apply to our modern bathrooms, because in our bathrooms, the feces is exited, and therefore it's cleaner, and it's considered like a Persian bathroom, which is mentioned in the Gemara according to some poskim. But other poskim say no, because sometimes it still does stay in the bathroom for a while, and so better not to stay in the bathroom for a while if you don't have to, but if you need to, or it's okay technically to go into the bathroom to, you know, for women to check their hair or whatever in the mirror, or even to speak a little bit. There's reason for leniency, but better to be machmir and try not to speak in the bathroom and try not to spend too much time in the bathroom because there's a little bit of an impure spirit. So if you don't have to, try not to do stuff in the bathroom. I think we will hold off the halachas for tomorrow. Is there anything else? When you're actually going to the bathroom, you should not speak. That's clear. Okay, so to summarize, tzniut even applies in the bathroom. Don't speak in the bathroom. After the bathroom, too, is a place of serving God. Even though we don't learn Torah in the bathroom, of course. But that, too, is a way where we show our connection to Hashem. Through following the laws of tzniut, we remind ourselves of the awareness of Hashem wherever we go. Maybe that's why it's called Kisei HaKavod, to remind us of the Kisei HaKavod, Beit HaKisei, I'm sorry, the bathroom in Hebrew is the house of the Kisei, which reminds us of the Kisei HaKavod. That's my own chiddush, but I wonder if there's some depth to that. Okay, that was our halacha of the day. I hope you have a wonderful day of connection to Hashem.